Proclamation number 8983, dated the May 26, 1965. The path under the cross must be taken by all people. You cannot be told often enough that you must all take the path to the cross, and neither can I release you from this path to the cross because you are all burdened by the guilt of sin for which Jesus, the human being, made amends, and because, until you do, you cannot enter the kingdom of light which only he can open for you. Consequently, the knowledge of the reasons and the significance of the act of salvation must time and again be conveyed and explained to you humans, for your belief in it is only very weak now. Time and again people will deem it a myth they are supposed to believe but which cannot be proven historically. But Jesus came into the world for the sake of an important mission, and he indeed accomplished this mission by walking the most grueling path to the cross, by placing the whole of humanity's sins upon his shoulders and enduring the most bitter suffering and pain of death on the cross, which opened the door to the kingdom of light for all souls who place themselves under his cross, who want to belong to those who are redeemed, who confess their sins to him and appeal to him for forgiveness. For only the free will to accept the act of salvation and its blessings will loosen the shackles which keep you chained to the one you once followed voluntarily and thereby sinned against me. The evidence for this can no longer be given to you people. You must believe that the man Jesus died the most agonizing death on your behalf in order to do penance for me. However, you will be able to muster this belief and time and again discover it through my spirit, so that you can also advocate this belief with conviction, for precisely this working of the spirit in a person has only become possible through Jesus' death on the cross, through the act of salvation, so that a person's abilities, which had laid dormant in him while he was still burdened by his original sin, can break through again. This working of the Spirit will continually take place. People will always be able to receive the information about the great work of mercy which was accomplished by the man Jesus for the sake of the original sin. It was not merely the act of a human being, as I myself sheltered in the man Jesus and thus redeemed your guilt. Love impelled him to take the immense suffering upon himself. I myself was this love and I was able to so completely permeate Jesus, the man, that therefore love itself accomplished the act of salvation, that the human being Jesus was only a shell for me in order to visibly suffer and die for people, because, as God, I was incapable of suffering. Nevertheless, he kept his body so as to, in unity with me, be and remain a visible God for all my living creations. And thus you will now understand that no one can avoid the cross if ever he wants to return into the kingdom of the blessed spirits. You'll understand why the original sin will keep you apart from me forever, and that, for the sake of my justice, I cannot redeem it in any other way than through the acknowledgement of the greatest sacrifice of love and an appeal for forgiveness. Only then will you be able to return into your Father's house, which you once left of your own free will by following the one into the abyss who is an enemy of all life and who wants to keep you in a state of death. However, you have free will and can just as easily take the path to me, to Jesus Christ, in order to be and remain eternally happy. I cannot deprive you of your freedom of will, but neither can my adversary force you to submit to him. You must make your own decision. Consequently, Jesus Christ and his act of salvation will be pointed out to you time and again. You will be informed of his path of suffering, his bitter and painful death on the cross, to make you aware of the fact that you yourselves have been the cause of this act of atonement and subsequently take the path under his cross, voluntarily confess your guilt to him and appeal to him for forgiveness. And my infinite love will acquit you of your guilt. My infinite love, which sheltered in the man Jesus, will loosen your fetters and open the gate through which you may enter into my kingdom of light and bliss, where you can be permeated again by my light of love, as it was in the beginning. Amen.